Okay, Di, we're starting, and we're going to record. We're recording our call actually tonight to do it on BBS Radio Show. Super excited about it because it's Thanksgiving weekend, and I know this is a special one for you. And why do you feel special?
Why is it special for you? I'll tell you why it's special for me too.
Yeah, for both of us, it's special because it's the first. It's not the first Thanksgiving I've spent with Scott, but it's the first one I've spent with Scott while we're living together. So I'm very excited. It's like, you know, family. I mean, he's always felt like family, but it's just fun to have somebody to curl up next to at night and wake up and go, oh, it's Thanksgiving. It's a holiday. And so I'm just really excited about these holidays. They're fun, and I get to see my daughter and her kids, and we'll have some laughs and eat a lot of turkey and watch a lot of football.
Don't forget the dessert. What's Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie?
Oh, I'm making 4 different pies, and I think I may be the only one that likes pumpkin, but you know, I have to make it anyway just because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, more for you. More for you. All I'm saying is just more for you.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So how about you?
What am I doing?
Special for you. Yeah.
Because I've got a brand new relationship that I adore, and I adore him with all my heart. And so I'm actually going to meet his parents this weekend, for Thanksgiving, and I'm excited about it because I have never been excited about a relationship. I love guys, and I just it's been such a long time since I've been in one, and I've worked a lot on myself. And I remember last Christmas. Or this time last year, I always watch the Hallmark Channel because I love Christmas shows. Is that not embarrassing?
No, it's awesome. I love the fact that you watch Hallmark all year round. I do.
By the way, I heard my first Christmas song on the radio today. True story. So I just love the holiday season. Always have. And so I'm with him. And, he's an amazing soul. But I know a lot of us watch TV, right? And we watch the Hallmark Channel. We long and yearn for the right relationship, whether it's a girl or a guy. And every once in a while, you know, last year I was like, oh, it'd be nice to have a guy. But then I totally forgot about it. And when I least expected it, it happened. And who knew that I would like spending time with him? Because usually I'm done after one date, you know, so.
Right.
Maybe he's a keeper.
And I'm so excited because of you. I mean, this is the first time I have seen you really happy and content with someone. So it's like the holidays are wonderful this year. It's magical when you are with someone who you really want to be with, you know, because we've all had those times where we may be with someone, but we're not really content with that person that we're with. And it's just doesn't make for the greatest holiday.
No, you're right. It does. And you're that is so right on. But I got to share this with you, and especially this year, because we're going into a whole new shift change with the, you know, with the whole planet. Okay, I'm going to put it like that. The universe, you know, I believe in things in a bigger level, deeper level, and I know you do as well, and a lot of us do out there. But there is a special magic to this Christmas. There really is. And I want to talk about it in some of the future shows that we have on BBS. But what is the magic? Well, it's like we're really learning how to manifest on you know, like right away, and it's happening quicker. Good thing that we don't manifest right away, or my ex-husband would be a monk right now living in a monastery.
That's right.
So my exes would be, well, some of my exes would be, you know, somewhere else. So but anyway, you know, I'm teasing about that, but we're going to a higher level, so which means we're able to manifest and create things in our life more. So an important key to that I think that Thanksgiving represents is just gratitude for where you are and enjoy that moment, but where you want to go, okay, and how you want to be. And, you know, money's not everything, but, you know, you want more money, that's great, okay, but you want more love, you want to give more love, because I know that giving is part of receiving, right? And the
right.
more you receive, the more you have to give and to offer and to share. And so that's something. And so one of the first gifts I want to talk about, manifesting, which we're talking about tonight, and you can please tell me what you feel like, but I was listening to somebody the other day, And he goes, well, he goes, there's a great Bible principle. And, you know, I'm not big into anything. I'm non-religious. I'm just spiritual. And I'll celebrate Canadian Flag Day if it's fun and food. But he goes, it says so in the Bible, says so in a lot of other books. All you need to do is ask. I was like, who knew?
Who knew? We would all just be asking. I think people do, yeah.
Yeah, right. Ask, and with the thing in the Bible, he said, ask, and he goes, it didn't say, it says all it says is ask, and then you'll receive. So I was like, wow, cool. And then he said, ask with the heart of a child, but expect it. Like, he says, ask with the heart of a child, which means the child is like, when they ask for things, they say, like for a pool. Like, remember when you were a kid, I remember, mm-hmm. you know, my daughter said, I want a pool for my mom and me and my dad, and I want a pool for grandma and grandpa. I want a pool for my neighbor, right? So, you know, heart of a child, right? She didn't expect anyone to give it to her,
right.
You know? Yeah, mm-hmm. So I think that first thing, gratitude is important. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful for my daughter. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for this show. I'm thankful for my business. You know, the list goes on. So start by thinking what you're grateful for and just saying it in your mind. And then ask for the heart of a child and expect it like an adult would expect it. You know what I mean? And, you know, well, adults don't expect it, do they? But just if you ask with the heart of a child, then it will come. You know, maybe your grandma won't get a pull, but if you want a pull, but you will if you ask, and you shall receive. I was like, wow, so makes it pretty easy and basic. And because we try to complicate it, well, you have to ask, you know, and I've made it complicated, but just ask. That's it. And do like Buddha does. He says, ask like it's a brand new day without any past or future. You're just living in the now. That's what kids do. They forget about why they got put in time out. They forget about what's going to happen tomorrow and having to be at school. They just ask. They live in the now and ask in the now. Maybe that's what we need to do. What do you think? How do you
feel? Yeah, I'm asking for peace within our country, and that's something that, you know, if we could have, I think, overnight if there were some major changes.
Go, Di. I hear you.
You know, that's the one thing that gets me with this Christmas is there's so the whole country seems to be in kind of a state of alarm right now, and you know, there's so much stuff every time you turn on the TV. There's more stuff coming out, and you know, I think people need, you know, sometimes just to block that stuff out. And it's hard for me to do, but just, you know, turn off the TV, forget about politics for 5 minutes, and just say, right in front of me is my family, my loved ones. I'm going to enjoy this moment. And, you know, all I'm asking for is for us all to be happy and healthy. And then your wishes will come true. Hopefully, you know, I mean, if you're just thankful for what's right in front of you, that means everything. And I mean, like we talk about that, it's not the pool that you want, it's that feeling, you know. It's not the job that you want, it's the feeling that you would have if you had that job of your dreams, or for that relationship of your dreams, or whatever. So I think it's concentrating too on, I want that feeling of having that, you know, having that peace or having that happiness. So that's the other thing too, is maybe not asking for a thing, is just saying, I want the feeling I would get if I had that thing, and maybe you'll get it from a different thing.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. So, and one of the things I do, you know, ask, and, you know, just ask what you're looking for. But if we're all asking for you know, our nation's peace, or peace for other, for every, you know, Middle East forever, you know, or the Caribbean, it doesn't matter. But make sure what you're asking for, you are yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so mm-hmm. that's important. Whatever you're looking to create, you know, or manifest, make sure you are that yourself. I don't want to make it complicated. Mm-hmm. And that's where asking with the heart of a child comes in, you know. So, I that's what I got from this gentleman. He's a great, I can't remember who it was, but that's something there. And keeping in mind that when you're asking to receive, also say, how can I help others, and give back, you know. So mm-hmm. anyway, that's true. And sometimes giving back doesn't mean money, it means time, maybe.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, so I think time is, and obviously, you know, there's some people who, I mean, they just need money, you know, but I get that, but time is irreplaceable, and it's just like time with family. You cannot get that back. You know, and I'm coming from someone who's lost someone very important to me. I would give all the money in the world to have a moment with my son, you know, but that's sure. not possible. But time is one of those things that people take for granted. You take for granted these people are going to be around you all the time. So, you know, being grateful for just having that moment, that minute, however long you have with your loved ones. And that's why I love Thanksgiving. There's no presents. There's no black and orange frosting. You know, there's no Easter egg guy all over. It's just food and family. And I've always loved Thanksgiving because you don't have all the rigmarole along with it. It's just like, let's have a great big meal. It doesn't have to be turkey. It's whatever, you know, whatever kind of feast you want, whatever kind of food you have, and the people that you love in front of you. And that's the greatest thing. It's like really the greatest holiday when, for me, especially when I'm gorging myself in front of a ball game with the people I love. What?
I hear you.
That?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I love that too as well. Like eating till you drop, and you know, and just realizing that when you know our country's in turmoil, but sometimes we go through turmoil to get to a higher level, and that's what I really do feel. And there's a bigger design here, I think, than we all realize. And so keep that in mind too. I do stuff. I listen to stuff every day, meditate. And there is a gentleman, his name, I remember his because his name is Stuart Wilde. He actually passed away not too long ago, but super guy, great guy. I've seen him a few years ago. And he said, he goes, if you want to increase your intuition and make that where it's just not about your personality, it's about your intuition, he goes, meditate every day. Take 30 minutes and walk. Meditation can be walking in silence. And, you know, I run, so running or walking. And he said, you're going to get so much when you do that. So I invite you guys to, if you're listening now, if you're listening to this later, to do a meditation just by walking, breathing and walking. And pretty soon you're going to be, when I did that, I could never understand why this gentleman could run a marathon without really trying. But what he did was he really connected with everything around him by walking in silence and running in silence. And he said, that's all you do. And I started doing that, gosh, a couple months ago. And, buddy, you can feel the energy from everything around you, the trees, the birds, and all that. And it really gives you what you're looking for, a sense of peace. And then when you're asking, you're coming from such a place of love, what you like to create and what you want to give back, you know. And you know, when I started doing that, you know, and you know this, financially, I you know, was challenging this year. And but I started receiving more, and then it gave me more opportunities to help people. So yeah, because I wasn't worrying about money or how am I going to do this. It was more about, wow, thanks, I appreciate it. So, you know, that's something key too. Meditation will help you. I put some guided meditations about receiving more, meeting your angels and guides, you know, creating prosperity in every area of your life. Those are some things that I've done a meditation with, and they're not long meditations. I don't know how you are, Di, but I just can't do an hour meditation. It's
oh, yeah.
Long. Yeah.
Well, then your mind wanders, and you're thinking, I should be up cleaning the kitchen right now or something.
Right?
You know, you just can't. I can't stay focused, you know, for an hour. I can't. I mean, you know, I start feeling guilty because I'm laying there, and it's great, you know. But you do. You start feeling guilty, and your mind wanders, and then it's lost on you. So, yeah, whatever time people can get to meditate, and I think that always freaks people out, just the word meditation. They think, oh, I have to be in some sort of a trance. I mean, you don't have to be having an out-of-body experience to just close your eyes and focus on what you're thankful for, you know.
Yeah.
And the time slips by too when you're having that quiet moment of peace. And you're, you know, a lot of us, like my daughter, she's a young mother. How many times does she ever get to put her feet up? You know, sometimes it's hard to get 5 minutes alone. But if you can, and you can just meditate on the things in your life that you're grateful for, it just it really puts a different spin on the rest of your day. It really does. You know,
yeah, you're right. It certainly does.
All,
and
yeah.
That's all you have to do. You're right about that. So little Susie meditating, I love her. She's got a 1-year-old. She's a little over one now. She's got a 1-year-old and a
3-month-old. And a 3, yeah, 4. 4-year-old now. Wow.
God bless her. She's not crazy. I love her. So, you know.
Yep.
So,
Anyway. She may be crazy, but she's our kind of crazy.
There you go. Love that. How is your granddaughters? Are they, this is the first year that both of them really understand Christmas. Is that right? Or?
Yeah. Winnie still, she's just going to be a year and a half around, Christmas time. So she doesn't get everything, but she definitely gets a lot more than she did last year when she was a baby, so that's the fun. It's the fun of it, It's the little kids, the innocence, the excitement. They, they're looking for Santa Claus and it's just they're so precious, the innocence. And I mean, it can be a sucker and they get excited. That's what I love about kids. You can give them a piece of candy that you've had on your desk, and every person has walked by it and gone, "Ew, I don't want that peppermint." You give it to the 3-year-old, and she's like, "Oh my God, you gave her $1 million! She loves this peppermint that you got free at a restaurant 6 months ago." You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. I like that.
So excited! Yes, I mean, I leave candy down where my oldest granddaughter can reach it, who the one she just turned 4, I leave it down so she can reach it because she gets so excited when she thinks she found it. It's like a surprise to her. And I mean, it could be candy that I've had for a year. I mean, that's horrible to say, but seriously, she doesn't care. She doesn't know any difference.
She likes it no matter what.
And I love that about her. Yeah. This is like, here's last Halloween's dumb suckers. Oh, they're so exciting. You make her day. And so, having that innocence of a child and being grateful for everything like a child is, that's huge. That's huge because that's where their joy comes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I love that. Your little one she's a cutie. Well, both of them are. So, and to spend time with your daughter and your family, and wow, what a magical age those kids are.
About
8 years old, they start really developing. Have their emotional programming, a lot of it set, but right now they're like, they'll believe anything and you can teach them anything. And most of all, you guys are teaching them to be really open and loving. And do they fight or argue? I know.
Winnie's too little. I mean, she's just now learning how to say words, but Lila, she'll be rough with her sometimes, but then she'll give her a big hug and she loves to carry her around and she'll say, "Oh, I love my baby sister. Isn't she cute?" So it's typical sibling stuff, but I thought it was so dear. Susie took Lila to ballet. She wanted to do ballet. So she took her to ballet and tap, and there was another little girl whose mom had forgotten her tap shoes. And she was crying, and Lila went over, and, Susie was very shy like I was when we were little. Lila, her daughter, is not at all like that. She went over to this little girl she's never met. It's like her first day when most little kids would be freaking out and scared. She ran over and she hugged the little girl and she said, "Oh, hon, don't be sad. Your mommy didn't mean to hurt your feelings."
How cute is that?
And Susie's like, "I'm so proud. I never thought I would have the kid that," because all the other moms are like, "Oh, your daughter's so sweet." She said, "I never thought a kid of mine would be like that, where, she's the one comforting the other kids and actually being that outgoing." So, because, Susie was very shy, and so was I when I was little. So they're a kick, but that's just so sweet when you see one little kid trying to comfort another little kid.
Yeah. Wow. Who knew? Well, that's cute too.
I know. So yes, they're fun.
Oh, that's good. And so Scott, you guys are going to spend time with your family.
It'll be good.
What are you gonna get for Christmas? Well, we'll talk about Christmas and the 12 gifts of Christmas that people can look forward to.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
Two days from now, it's the big turkey day, so we have to give the turkey its due.
Yeah, right. I love the holiday season. I love eating. My dad used to say, "Do you eat to live or live to eat?" I go, "Well, depends on which day and what meal you're talking about, Dad."
Exactly.
So a friend of mine was talking to me today, "I got to get on the diet. You know that diet you gave me?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "I got to get on it." I said, "Yeah, you probably do, but." When you're ready and don't beat yourself up because, I always think take it a meal at a time, right? So.
Oh, yeah, the holidays are just not the time to diet. I mean, I think the holidays are a time when, yes, you can watch what you eat and make sure you're not going crazy with, 3,000 calories a day or whatever. But it's just not the time to diet, I don't think. It's like watch what you eat so you're not completely gluttonizing and eating the whole pie, you know. But go ahead and have a healthy slice.
Yeah, right. There you go. I like that. Have a healthy slice. That's
cool. You know, because you don't want to totally deprive yourself of the joy of the holidays, you know. And there's definitely healthier ways where you can feel like you've enjoyed them, but you haven't gone overboard, you know. I think most of us have a problem with gluttonizing, you know. We want to go overboard and have the pie and the cake and the cookies, but, But I
That's
think
good.
it would ruin the holidays for me if I was dieting. It would completely ruin them.
Oh, God, you're so skinny.
Yeah.
No, but work at it.
No. You know, but wouldn't it ruin them for you?
Yeah, if I couldn't eat, you bet.
It'd be horrible.
Yeah, dad, what's that thing that my dad used to tell me as a kid?
Diet is a matter of mind over platter. I'm like, okay, yeah, well.
Oh, that's a cute one. Play on words there.
Yeah,
thanks,
and then
Dad.
I have another,
thanks a
yeah,
lot.
Thank you, Dad. And then I have another friend of mine that she said, she goes, you don't gain weight in Genesis. It says so in Genesis that during the holiday season, you don't gain weight. I was like,
that works for me.
I like her, too.
Take on it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she says that's almost like the 11th commandment.
Don't gain during the holidays. That's the way to look at it.
Anyway, so let's, an angel that will help you manifest. And who came to me today? She is Archangel, and it doesn't say that she helps to manifest, but they all will. She goes, I'm working with people during this holiday season. I'm going to help you manifest peace and help you develop your intuition, your connection to all that is and with the angels. And so you call it psychic, whatever, but she goes, I'm going to help you. Everybody do that. So ask for her help and say, thank you, Archangel Haniel, for helping me manifest and create joy and love in my own life where I can help others do the same. So start with you and then help others do the same. Make it work. And I know you've got a special week planned, and lots of football, lots of games, lots of fun with your kids and your grandchildren. And wow, anything you want to say to people about how to create great love, great life, because you've got it all. I've never seen you so happy. You're almost, well, not quite
happy.
I'm like, wow.
I'm disgustingly happy. Yeah, but look how long it took me. I'm 55. You know, I mean, I'm old. But it takes a lot of you going through and learning all the lessons that you needed to learn before you can really be the person who can create or can deserve what you're after. So it takes a while, you know, and it takes a lot of believing in yourself. And I think that's where the biggest struggle is saying I'm worthy, I deserve this, and I believe I'm going to have it, you know,
yeah.
Because there's those moments of doubt when you think, oh, it happens for everyone but me.
Yeah, right?
It's not happening for me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, so we're going to have a show not next Tuesday, but the week after. And go to Angel Coach's YouTube channel. We've got some videos on there that are really amazing, how to read angel cards. What is another one I put? How to manifest, how to make create things to happen, and finding love. So I'm doing one every couple of days. And why doesn't something work? And there's a big thing that I got with that. So go look on Angel Coaches YouTube Angel Coaches. There's some cool stuff on there and disciplines to help you create what you want. You're like, why don't I get it quicker? Well, sometimes you have to have a little bit of discipline with your own thinking, you know, starting. And then I'm doing coaching and readings. And so let me know if that appeals to you. People are making life-changing things happen for them, getting married, getting a relationship, finding the career business of their dreams. So you can have that. And there's no reason to live less than with great happiness. Living with great happiness is better than living with, I wish I could have done that or do that. So anyway, we'll be on the following Tuesday, Angel Coaches YouTube. And then also we've got our Dear Angels and, go, you know, on Facebook.com/Dear Angels and, Angel Coaches on Facebook and I are also on angelcoaches.org. We're going to be starting vlogging. But like I said, they've got some video blogs on Angel Coaches YouTube. And I know I'm going to ask Di. She doesn't know yet, but she's got some free time now, right, Di? So she can
get
videos up there. So anyway,
all right, everybody.
Have a great night, and we will see you a week from this following Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Bye.
All
right, bye, Di.